This podcast is presented by Healthy Cells Magazine. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at any magazine rack featuring Tim Eipel from Thrivent Financial.
You're listening to Central Illinois Weekend with Lindsay Romano on News Talk 1340 WSOY.
And again, I welcome my guest this week, Comprehensive Prosthetics and Orthotics at 2950 Water Street here in Decatur. You can call them at 619-0069. I'm joined with Robin McCray, who is a certified and licensed prosthetist. I have been trying to say that word over and over, and I can't do it. And then Krista Jaratek, who's getting a kick out of my inability to say the word, with Healthy Cells Magazine, which Comprehensive Prosthetics and Orthotics is a regular contributor. Tom Bannon, marketing manager for CPO, which is kind of the short for the company, and also Edward Wells, a certified licensed orthotist. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I got that one. That one's easy to say. Before the break, we were talking about kind of the differences between the two, and I kind of want to change around and give you a specific example. So I give patients and, you know, maybe possible potential patients an idea of what to expect. Let's say I do have, I'm a recent amputee, or at least recent enough that I'm now ready to have, you know, a prosthetic. Talk me through the process.
Typically, a lot of times we'll see patients before surgery mm-hmm. even happens, and many times we'll see them in the hospital after amputation. So really the care starts then and there at the hospital. We do a lot of post-op care.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really that first step in becoming...
So you really talk and walk through the whole process.
Right, right. We like to meet with patients even before surgery if possible, just because there's so much information we can provide to help them be less stressed out and mm-hmm. kind of have an idea of what's to come.
Because it's a life-changing thing.
Right, right. Yep, it sure is. And then basically 6 to 8 weeks in a nutshell is about the recovery time after surgery mm-hmm. before you're ready to be fit with a prosthesis. And of course that, you know, all depends on healing the patient, specifically to the patient. So typically 6 to 8 weeks is about the time we'll mm-hmm. see somebody in the office to, you know, cast them and get them ready for a prosthesis.
And that casting is exactly what it sounds like. I mean, that you actually cast so that it's custom fit
right,
to their...
Right, Yep, we'll just cast their limb. And then we work a lot with physical therapy. So when the patient is ready, when the prosthesis is ready to be fit, they're ready to start therapy. So they're going to be, you know, in therapy sometimes, you know, several weeks to several months.
Which is in that transition. I mean, you go from, you know, not having or, you know, having the limb, not having limb. And now you have to get something used to something that's not attached to your body. There's no kind of pain involved with it or anything. I mean, the actual limb, you have to kind of mm-hmm. learn to work with it.
Right.
Definitely. I'm sure that's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Now, generally, kind of give me the time frame from beginning to end whenever they're really comfortable. I guess it kind of depends on the patient, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really depends on patients. You know, our younger patients obviously can bounce back much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Our elderly patients take a little bit more time. And again, depends on the level of amputation.
Yeah.
But whether it's below knee or above knee.
The pliability of being able to kind of adapt as well, like you mentioned. I mean, kids probably... You know, they just take off. They're ready
sure,
to go.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, mm-hmm. let's talk a little bit with Edward about I need orthotics. Let's
sure.
maybe say I have had chronic hip pain and it is due to something like a leg length discrepancy. I mean, we're just, you know, that I've been going to a chiropractor trying to get all these things. And it literally is something like that. Talk me through the process.
Okay. So say, for instance, if it was just a leg length discrepancy, I want to talk about some other aspects first.
Mm-hmm.
Each patient, it really varies. Like, there's so many different ways you can treat one problem, and it really depends on the scenario.
Uh-huh.
Say, for instance, if the patient's having any therapy, you know, if you're expecting for there to be any recoveries, like, it really changes up the design based on what their outcome expectations are. In the case of someone who has, like, a leg length discrepancy, one of the things we would start off is you always want to assess, starting out, you know, what's the history? How did that occur? Has it been something from birth, or has it been something which was acquired from, like, a hip surgery or something
mm-hmm.
like that? If there's other underlying conditions which are involved, are they diabetic? You know, that depends also on how you approach the situation. So it has to be a full spectrum before you provide anything.
Well, Krista, I want to kind of switch gears to you. Healthy Cells Magazine, they're regular contributors. Sometimes you have some that do maybe two articles, maybe a year and everything. Obviously the quality of work that they have, I mean, it's a reputation that Healthy Cells wants to stand by to learn more from them. How did you kind of get involved with them?
They've been involved with Healthy Cells for quite a long time. I know that they've been regular contributors and they contribute every single month. And their articles vary from children, articles mm-hmm. for children, articles for older adults. Like this month, I'm going to say it wrong, so help me out.
It's an prosthetics?
Article. No, it's actually a totally different word.
Okay.
Lymphedema.
I can say lymphedema, and I actually know what that is. So that's that. So they really, I mean, the articles vary each time.
They do.
Yeah, and if you definitely want to pick up a copy of Healthy Cells magazine, it isn't just this subject, it's many, and it's available on almost any stand. It's actually available in a lobby of our building, pharmacy, doctor's office. Look for it anywhere that those newsstands are, and you can pick it up. It is free and a wealth of information. I want to switch gears because he's been sitting over there all quiet. Tom Mannion, who is the marketing manager for Comprehensive Prosthetics and Orthotics.
You're getting better.
Really good now. You have a symposium coming up, and that sounds like a really big fancy word, but tell me a little bit about this. This is going to be going on in two locations.
Right. We are having it in two locations, one in Peoria, and then we've recently acquired another company in Chicago. So we're trying to build
there's
our
Chicago Edward.
I know, right?
So but basically the symposium.
Sorry. This is great. I don't feel so lonely now.
Basically we're gonna go through the life cycle of becoming an amputee. So we'll have a couple doctors in the morning talk about wound care and diabetes care. And then we'll have a couple surgeons that we work really close with on, to educate physical therapists on what they're doing in the operating room. And then in the afternoon, we'll have Director of Physical Therapy and Ms. Robin here speak in the afternoon on what they do with the patients afterwards.
So really, this is part of that continuing education that you're passing on.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that's so important as well, because you have a very specialized area that you concentrate, which it is a major, you know, in your case, Robin, a life-changing event, and in your case, a quality of life thing. So it's really important that people really kind of find the best, which they obviously would, in comprehensive prosthetics and orthotics. And I want to just make sure and let people know how to get a hold of you again at 2950 Water Street, or you can give them a call at 619-0069. Do you guys have a website people could check out to learn more?
Yep, it's www.cpousa.com.
They went with CPO. I like that. cpousa.com. It's a lot easier than trying to spell out the comprehensive prosthetics and orthotics. I'm getting better at it better. And of course, right as I'm getting better at it, we're about to wrap things up. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming in to talk about CPO and also Healthy Cells. Don't forget, you can pick up any copy, doctor's office, your eye doctor, your pharmacy, check them out, and it is free, and there's a wealth of information about there from anything from also from CPO and prosthetics and orthotics, or also everything from, I don't even know what's in this next issue beyond that.
Well, there's even recipes in there.
Anything to keep you healthy. Definitely. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for coming in, and we'll be back with more Central Illinois Weekend.